My name is Vasilios Marinis, and I'm Associate Professor of Christian Art and Architecture at the Institute of Sacred Music and the Divinity School here at Yale. This is a woodcut title, Adam and Eve with a Serpent, produced by German artist Hans Baldung in 1514. Baldung was considered by some of his contemporaries as the greatest artist of his time, and he was particularly famous for his fascination with the supernatural and the erotic. The image is inspired by one of the most dramatic moments in the history of Adam and Eve, as told in the book of Genesis. After the creation of the heavens and earth, all the living creatures and the plants and trees, God created Adam and Eve. God placed them in the Garden of Eden, encouraged them to eat from any tree in it, but forbade them to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because they would certainly die. The serpent, which according to the biblical text was craftier than any of the wild animals, persuaded Eve that should they eat that fruit, their eyes will be opened, and they will be like God, knowing good and evil. Then, as the biblical text puts it, she saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom. She took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. In this woodcut, the tree of knowledge, with the serpent wrapped around it, takes center stage. On the one side is Eve, who is reaching for the fruit. Her distressed look and the fig leaf in her left hand prefigure the consequences of her actions. She will realize that she is naked and cover herself with the sewn fig leaves, and she will suffer terrible pains during childbirth. Adam is on the other side of the tree, depicted as a passive and perhaps reluctant participant. Baldung's Eden is a dark and heavily wooded forest. It is devoid of any animals, save for a young deer at the foot of the Tree of Knowledge, perhaps a melancholic reminder of what is about to be lost and of earlier, happier times. For it was in that very garden that God brought to Adam every animal of the field and every bird of the air, to see what Adam would call them, and whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name.